Seeks Adventure, all about cars, bars, eats, and adventures, with your hosts, Brad Fanshawe, Dave Merrick, and Heather Storm. Learn how to drink like a man, dress like a man, eat like a man, drive like a man, act like a man. Every episode is adventures and misadventure.
It is so great to be back with the both of you. Heather, how are you?
Ooh, we made it back. I wasn't sure if we were going to.
I know. We had an adventure to Vegas that was just extremely enjoying. We had so much fun, and it was we were all kind of coming in from different directions, but we all made it.
Yeah.
We all made it there, and more importantly, we made it out.
We made it home, yes.
In sort of one piece. Now, yeah, I didn't know if I was going to be there, and then, fate had it. I was like, okay.
Dave was like, hey, I might have to go to Tokyo, but then he flew in at the last minute. Yeah. And Heather, you weren't sure if you were going to make it until, a couple days ahead of time because you were shooting some commercials or something?
Yeah, I was shooting a bunch of stuff for my digital travel series where I'm in my Mustang. So I was traveling a little bit. So I needed to take a break and travel.
Well, we were glad you made it because it was quite the adventure to Vegas. Now, myself, I drove over because I knew I was going. So I had planned. I knew I was going to be able to make it. I'd carved out the time. And the folks at Acura were very generous.
Love them.
And I reached out to them, and they were able to give me a 2018 RDX all-wheel drive. And the vehicle was just
fabulous. Had the Advanced? You had an Advanced, right?
What does that mean, Dave?
Well, there's different levels.
I did have the Advanced,
okay.
Yes.
Because you can get a Tech, which is the entry, not entry, but it's the easier one to buy.
Okay.
And then the Advanced.
Well,
but there's also an A-Spec.
How did it handle the wind? How did it handle the wind that you got?
Fantastic.
I mean, there was extreme wind driving out there.
And
it's crazy.
It's got great stance, and it's pretty wide wheel and tire. The A-Spec has the bigger wheel, but...
Yeah.
But you got the heads up display, all that stuff, which is amazing.
Yeah,
that's important when you're driving out to Vegas.
I was real happy, and later in the show, I'll give you the lowdown, give you a few of the specs, give you a short driving impression on it. But I can tell you, I'm gonna spoiler alert.
did the right thing.
Yeah, it was a great vehicle.
I'm gonna just before we go on. Everybody's been talking about literally the best selling Acura we've ever had.
Really?
Yeah,
it is. Okay.
In that short of time, it's like.
Oh,
went crazy.
Okay.
Have either of you ever had a car that you don't really see on the road, but then you buy one for yourself or you drive one, and then all of a sudden you see them everywhere?
Yeah.
That's every car for me.
Yeah. So it's
everybody's got one. But
I drove this, and now I'm like, I see them everywhere. I'm like, I never realized they're
but
everywhere.
But they're just starting to come. You know, you're starting to see them here. But, yeah, they're selling like crazy.
Great
because
interiors.
We did so much different.
Oh,
like, yeah,
it's a nice car, especially for the money. And Dave, I told you a short story
sponsored
about,
by Acura today.
Yeah. about how I sold one for you guys.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Heather, I found this great little Mexican
dude was obsessive.
Restaurant by my house. It just opened up, has this great patio atmosphere. Yeah, we should because they had fantastic margaritas. And everything has a little bit of a chef's edge to it, you know. And I pulled in. It was the very first day I had the Acura. It was Saturday before I left for SEMA. And I pulled in. And I was meeting Charlotte there, so I walked in, got a table, sat down, ordered my margarita, and the guy across from me looks over, and he was with his wife, and he goes, excuse me, you pulled up in the black SUV? And I go, yes, I did. And he goes, I own that BMW X5 down there. His was black with black wheels. This one was black with black wheels. He goes, that is a spectacular-looking car. What is it? And I told
him. He's right.
Yeah, no, I told him, and all of a sudden he gets his phone out, and he's talking to his wife. He must have come to my table four times asking me, well, what about this, and what about that? Do you know what they sell for? And then he goes, what model is that? And I told him, you know, and literally when he was leaving the restaurant, he goes, we're going over to the Acura dealer. He goes, I'm thinking I'm going to get one of those. I'm like going, damn, I wish I got commissioned.
And that's without driving
it. He was really excited about it.
He was very excited about it.
Well, and the
Did he ask to drive yours? Is he like, can I look inside? Can I drive it?
No, because I played it off like it was mine, and I just got it. And, you know,
you show them the exterior, you show them the interior, and everybody goes, wow, this is, like, great. It's amazing, the materials, all this stuff. But then when you drive it with the new HMI system,
yes,
and all the touch, but it's like
the sound system. And we'll get to this later in the show.
Elliot.
But that sound system was incredible.
Yeah.
But anyways, so
let's go to Vegas.
Let's move on, because we had such a great time in Vegas. Getting there was part of my fun, but both of you didn't get to enjoy that with me. That'll be next time.
I got the Southwest experience.
Yes.
Burbank Airport was amazing.
And Heather got the white knuckle ride with the with the wind and driving across the desert. But hey, I want to ask you both something.
Okay.
Coffee drinkers?
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a Keurig coffee maker?
No.
I don't have a Keurig.
You don't? Well,
do you have a coffee maker?
Okay, wait, check mark. I know what to get Heather for Christmas.
Do you have a coffee maker?
Well, I've got some really good news for you.
Okay.
Dave, you included, even though you don't like coffee, because I know you don't like coffee, but you're going to want a Keurig after I tell you about this.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to want one because they...
Where are they made?
What's that?
I know where he's going with this. This is a pretty cool thing.
Really?
Well, how would you like to have a personal mixologist 24/7 at your house?
Heather?
No, not Heather.
Oh. Well, that's the mixologist I know.
Yeah, that would cost too much.
That'd be a lot more money. But
remember when you said, why are you with those old guys? And I said, because I'm rich.
That's a story for later in the show, because that really did happen. But, well, Dave, Keurig just announced that in 2019, you'll be able to buy what they call the DrinkWork Home Bar. And Heather, you said you heard about this?
Yeah.
DrinkWork Home Bar.
This thing is so cool, because it actually is just like the Keurig coffee machine, has little pods and stuff, but you have all different types of cocktail flavors. You can do a margarita.
And craft beers.
Okay, tell me, beers as well.
I didn't even know about the beers.
Back up. So how does a coffee maker work? You put like a...
Okay, so like...
I thought you pour grinds in it and you go...
I have to be totally honest. I was never a coffee drinker till Keurig came out and made it simple. I always had a Mr. Coffee at my house for when people came and visited that. But then they'd go, where's the coffee? And I'd go, I don't have any. You know, so, but you just pop in. You fill up the tank with water.
Like Alka-Seltzer? What do you pop in?
No, and then you pop in a little K-cup. It's called a K-cup, and it's just a little plastic
cup
about the size of a shot glass.
Okay.
And when you shut the lid, it perforates the top and the bottom. Hot water brews through, and you can...
So it's a tea bag.
It's basically like a tea bag, yes. Huh. But you can get flavored coffees and all that. Yeah.
Right? I mean, all the coffee is that water goes through the coffee,
yeah,
no matter what container or vessel you have. But that's why the drink one is a little bit confusing.
Yeah,
I haven't actually seen it up close.
Well,
because where is the alcohol? It's in the pod. And then, so are the pods, are they liquid? Because, I mean, in the coffee one and the tea with the Keurig, the pods are, coffee grounds.
Right.
You know, it's not liquid. So I wonder if these pods are like, you know, if you're getting a Moscow Mule, is it lime juice in that pod and then you add water through it?
Well, Heather, I'm going to tell you, because I am an expert producer.
You're an expert on this?
I went to the USPTO, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and researched their patent on this so that I could find out. And they actually have small little munchkins inside that pour the liquid.
How about that?
No.
We were in Vegas too long.
What I think from reading a review is everything has been
dehydrated.
Okay.
So
you could take it to the moon.
Because one of the reviews of the mojito was that they would have preferred fresh squeezed lime juice rather than dehydrated. But yes, you can't put a fresh squeezed lime in
It's 3 in the morning.
There's logistical issues to that, because if it's fresh squeezed now, you have to keep the pods cold.
Exactly.
And it brings up a whole new thing of moonshot, I guess.
Well, on yours, you want it? What do you want? Tang pods?
Yeah, hell yeah, man! I'll do Tang. Tang and Tang.
Well, the cool thing about this thing is, though, I just have to add to it, you can get the drink, you can make the drinks in three different sizes, just like with the coffee. So, I mean,
really?
For you, you can make, the biggest one is the 8.1 ounce because you can do a beer, right? But I imagine you could also make a cocktail.
So what, yeah. So you strength. Get different size things that go in there.
Mm-mm. You choose, like on my coffee maker.
No, how much water is it?
Yeah, so it gets stronger the less water you
have. I want to try the beer one because I'm really skeptical of it.
And they have beer ciders as well.
Okay.
So are they also infusing some, like, I mean, how are they making it carbonated?
You know what? I don't know because they do have a lime vodka soda. So that's a good question. But. You know what we're going to have to do?
So do you put the thing in and you get nachos too or something?
Pardon me?
Yeah,
you get nachos
with it? Yeah. Though, because, hold on. So you're saying it's probably easier to pop the pod in to the Keurig and then add water than just pour vodka and soda in a glass?
You know what I think it comes down to? Let's put it this way. It's there is a...
Pop a beer?
There's a new economy in the world, and we all know this. It's about ease. And if you're in a small space, you don't have room to have all the different... Have you ever come home
and you go, man, I
want a margarita. And you look in the cabinet, and that tequila bottle's empty. But if you had all these pods in there, you just...
Damn it, my pods are gone.
Exactly.
So you have to be 21 to buy this thing, then.
Yes, you do. And I'm wondering if the parents are going to keep the pods all locked in
So you can't use a regular Keurig coffee maker.
No, it's got to be their new one because... Okay. It puts cold water through, not hot water through.
And you have to have counter space for this thing, I guess.
Well, sure.
But
and you have to have electricity.
Now you have to have two Keurigs.
Yeah,
I think they just need to make one where you can make everything.
You're going to have more than that because if you like cappuccino, you're going to have the cappuccino maker, the coffee maker, and... See, they're getting rich.
Well, luckily I don't.
Well, I say that it would be good to have one because it'd always be happy hour then.
So nobody in New York City is going to buy one.
Why?
Because the bars are open all night.
Well, I know, but if you come home, you're tired, you just want to, bam, you know, just
I want to try this. I want us to get one from Antiques Adventure and
try out
all the different drinks.
Yep.
We need to reach out to them.
We do.
Let them know.
Because there's nothing better than booze in K-cups.
I'll tell you what, if you go back to whatever episode it was... We should buy Adam one of these for Christmas.
Hey, I do.
Because that's how he invented his drinks, was trying to go through the, the cabinets. So we can totally get him this, and he's home free.
But I do have an idea. Okay. You know, this kind of stuck in my mind, and I think that for the holidays, Man Seeks Adventure could come up with K-cup cocktails.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
I am too.
Because... Not like my coffee maker, when I bought it, it came with not only some coffee K-cups, but it came with some tea, hot cocoa, it came with cider.
So is a K-cup pretty big?
They're the size of a shot glass. And
that's the same as the pods, right? Like with the coffee.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Heather, is that why couldn't we create like 5 Man Seeks Adventure cocktails that were like, okay, you take your K-cup, you brew your cider, and then you put some whiskey and some this, and you don't need this brewmaster yet. You could make hot, you know, cocktails for the winter.
So can you make Irish coffee?
Yeah.
You have to use 2 machines?
No, you can just...
How is the booze dehydrated? I don't understand how the tequila is in there.
I don't either.
Well, all the more reason we need to get it. Maybe there's liquid in there. We don't know.
And why haven't we done it before?
Yes. So, but we're going to find out. Right now, you're going to be hearing more about this. They're test marketing it in the Midwest. It's the Drink Work Home Bar from Keurig. It's in partnership with Anheuser-Busch InBev.
This is very intriguing.
They have 24 beverages, craft beers, ciders, and over a dozen mixed drinks.
Well, you know, InBev owns Golden Road, so maybe it's Golden Road.
Maybe it is. $299 is what they say it's going to go for. And Heather, you can have a cocktail pod for $3.99 or a beer for $2.25. That's cheaper than any
bar.
That's
a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's better than the most happy hours even.
Exactly.
So.
All my Midwestern buddies have taps at their
house. Do you think there'll be bars popping up that have Keurig machines behind the bar?
Serve yourself. Serve yourself
really
bar.
Really convenient. I mean, that'd be great for the airport.
You're
You just buy the K-Cup and you drive over and you walk over across the way
on
and
the
make
airplane.
Your drink. Yeah.
You take the K-Cup on the plane. You're like, hey,
yeah, and then you take the K-Cup on the plane. There are some places that you can take, that'll give you the to-go cup.
Yes,
and you can take on the plane.
There are quite a few.
You know what? you guys.
Without them knowing.
Think about it, though. Yeah. And Heather, you being in the bar industry, it'd be the same pour every time. So if you're a bar owner, you would not have any shrinkage.
Cost.
Yeah.
And this right here is how robots are going to take over.
That's right.
That's right.
Skynet. We were just talking about this morning. That's right. Skynet's taking over, man.
That is for sure.
But, I mean, it's right. The thing that you were saying, Brad, is that, the drink is going to be made exactly the same every time, which is what the customer wants as well, not just the shortage on overpouring the little too much booze or something, but it's also saying, hey, whenever I order the margarita, it's going to taste exactly the same every time.
As long as it's good the first time.
Right.
So basically what it's going to come down to is you're going to be making your hotel reservations and you're going to go, now, is there a drink works in the room? Because I bring my own K-Cups. I have my own Moscow Mule, my own Mojito.
Well, if you're a good hotel, you just go, hey, we've got K-Cups, like, complimentary. Like, dude, I'm staying there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We have the gourmet. The gourmet Man Seeks Adventure one.
How about that?
So
ooh.
We'll
hey, you just gave me an idea. We should be selling them on doing Man Seeks Adventure cocktails, and we come out with a whole
line of K-Cups.
We wouldn't have to work again.
Yeah. We could have a line of D-Cups.
If we could we could sit on
a notch.
But it's going to end up like it's going to split. It's going to divide the country. Oh, I forgot. No, it's going to divide the country into like there's going to be all these K-Cups. And then somebody that is really crafting a cocktail. In between, there's nothing. It's like, oh, shit.
Hey, I can see this bar. You walk in, the guy's there with the beard, and he's got the sleeve tattoos and everything. And all of a sudden, he's twirling a K-Cup around,
How about that?
Hey, since we're talking about...
I saw that bartender.
Yes. Hey, since we're talking about cocktails...
Okay.
You know what I want to bring up?
What? Vodka?
Drink of the day.
How about that? Drink of the day?
Drink of the day.
That's right. Heather, we're so sorry that you're not here for drink of the day.
I know. I'm sorry I couldn't make it down to meet you guys today, but I'm still having a drink with you.
And
good.
Once I knew you weren't here, I drank it already.
Well, I want to tell you that I made the drinks today, and I used Rika, small batch vodka. Now, this is handcrafted
is that
in
like
Iceland,
Reykjavik?
And it's a limited batch. That they sent
us. Yeah, it's a good vodka.
Yeah, distilled from grain, and it's made with Arctic spring water.
It's very clean. It is. It's like really clean, even with the dirty.
Do you know that they filter this through lava rock?
How about that?
Seriously, they do.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna filter it.
It's entirely crafted in Iceland. Would you like the coordinates for Iceland?
Yeah,
where it's done?
Yeah.
It's 56 degrees by 32 north. And 22 degrees by 55 west.
Huh.
So if you want to drop in there, you can.
I'm going to do that on my way to Ireland.
You know what we made with this, Heather?
I think you guys went classy.
Yep.
I know you, Brad, so I think you're going to
I'm not classy?
Why, thank you.
Martini.
That's right.
Well, Brad made it, is what I'm saying. So it's his mastermind behind the drink. You'll drink anything.
I will.
She's saying,
I will, and it's easy to pour a glass of
I was going to say, what she's saying is that it's pretty damn easy to make. But,
yeah, it's easy to make, but it's also going to be something that you like to drink flavor-wise.
Well, I like it shaken, not stirred.
And what more is Vegas than a vodka martini?
Nothing.
I mean, Rat Pack, everything. And then we made them dirty, and we have blue cheese stuffed olives.
Yeah. Yummy. That sounds delicious.
I'm going to eat one right now.
I got to tell you, the olives are pretty fresh.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. 'Cause sometimes,
you know what I did?
What did you do, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the olives are very good. I had my own little drink of the day, but it's not a martini.
Okay, what'd you do?
I was up early and I still needed coffee, so I had a little bit of extra coffee, poured that in a glass with some Bailey's Irish Cream.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I love that drink if you hold the coffee. And you probably hold the glass. And
hey,
I just
Dave
the
just likes to hold the bottle like of Bailey's Irish Cream.
I put Bailey's on my ice cream on the plane. I do it every time.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Oh, it's the best.
Mean, it's holiday time coming up, and I always think of Bailey's during the holiday time.
Me too.
It feels like holidays to me.
But every time I do it, literally they give you two scoops of vanilla ice cream on the plane, and you're like, would you like raspberry or chocolate sauce? And I go, just pour a Bailey's on it. And they all look like, oh, that's awesome. Amazing. That's why I'm
You are a genius.
Yeah, like, dude.
So,
yeah, that is so good.
Oh, it's good.
So our drink of the day, we will put the recipe up because it's an old Fanshawe family recipe.
Really tough.
Yeah. And it was fantastic. But
you have to fly to Iceland.
But it actually was good. And this Rijka vodka, it's really clean and fresh.
Yeah,
it's good.
Is.
Yeah. I really
it
like
really
it.
Is.
Right. It's tasty.
Yeah, very pure.
It's kind of what you would think when you think of, like, Icelandic vodka.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so,
exactly.
Like, pure water, ice, you know.
Not so potato-y.
Yeah, really.
And the I do want to thank Rijka for sending this over because we didn't buy that bottle and I would not say it if it wasn't true. It's clear and good.
Yep.
So everybody, I just want to say, did everyone have a great time in Vegas?
Yeah,
I did.
We had. I wish we could have done that like about three nights in a row because we had so much fun.
No, I was extremely happy.
Now
I think we adventured. We were successful in adventuring.
Sure. Yeah,
and everyone who's listening, we have been putting up so much great content, still photos, videos, and I'm working on a feature video about our adventure to Vegas, and it includes everything from my drive over, my drive back, and even our adventure on the slingshots, the Polaris slingshots. But more importantly, everything we did that evening at the bars, at the and daily. I mean, we were doing videos the whole time. Dave, you and I started out our trip at Gordon Ramsay's Bar and Grill.
We did,
and that was over at Cosmopolitan, right?
No, it's at
Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's.
And Heather, you weren't in town yet, but we went over there. Gordon invited us over, and we went over, and we were at the bar, and he had Christian set us up.
Well, before I forget, there was a dude sitting next to me that was, who are you guys? And literally he said he was betting on the football game because it was Monday Night Football. And he said, I'm going to win $4,000 if this happens in the game. And it kept coming closer and closer and closer. And he goes, I think I'm going to win. I go, dude, if we're your good luck charm, you should buy the house around. And he goes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And he won, and the guy skipped out. Didn't buy a round.
Disappeared.
No!
Swear to God.
Bastard.
What a douche.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. And I literally, in front of everybody, in front of the hot waitress he was trying to shout up, you know, like, and literally, I would go, what a douche. So I bought rounds. But, yeah, what a...
I mean, and how much is a round? I mean, we're talking about the $100.
$100. Yeah. I was like, dude, he should have tipped that anyway. But, yeah, I can't believe
it. What a miserable person.
Oh, I'm telling you. He was the kind of guy that would throw the black card out and not have one really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I left it in the room kind of guy. Anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way.
My question is, Dave, did you always kind of think in the back of your mind
yes,
that he was going to skip
totally
out?
Did.
Were you wondering
totally
about why
totally did.
Him
that's why I said it. That is exactly why I said it, Heather. You know me too
that's
well.
What I thought.
I totally said it.
Yes.
I put the pressure on him. I'm like, dude, anybody that would win that would buy the house around.
What was that?
That's a drink, buddy.
No, I know. It was champagne and. What is a cocktail made with champagne, Heather?
What?
The French 75?
No, trying to remember what it was.
It was because
anyway.
What are you talking about?
Well, at Gordon Ramsay's, there was a cocktail that they threw down in front of us.
They had cool cocktails,
and it was champagne, and it was one other liquor, and I can't remember what it was. But
was it?
It was quite good.
What color was it?
Kind of an amber color with a lemon twist.
Because I kept thinking.
Okay, so maybe it was a Cure Royale, like the.
That's what it was, Cure Royale. Yes,
but it was a different than a Cure Royale, though. I thought.
No, that's
something else.
They probably made their Pierre Brulé.
Yeah, it was like a bitters. You know I mean? It was a bitters, like a Campari, but it was something else and champagne.
Cure Royale is normally with the Crème de Cassis, but they could have just made a homemade type of.
I think that's what it
is. Syrup or something that they put in there, you know.
Well, there's a picture on Man Seeks Adventure on Instagram. It was great.
And I'll throw this out there. That bar, I've never gone into it. I've always gone to Mesa Grill, which I did before I went in there. And literally, I thought, this is a pretty cool hang. I have to admit, I thought it was going to be like just perfunctory British pub, but it's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I didn't know what that drink was, but it was darn good. It was tasty. But that bartender, Christian, was fantastic.
He was great.
He was great.
He was a cool dude.
I dug that atmosphere at Gordon Ramsay's.
I wouldn't have thought it.
And I just posted a photo of that giant bulldog painting on the wall with the crown, and I got more people like that better than pictures of you and I, Dave.
Well, people like dogs. And that's just, you know.
They like English bulldogs way better than Dave and I.
Playing poker. But, I mean, literally, they've got, like, kegs out in front and stuff, and you think, well, it's just kind of in the hotel. But, yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So,
well, it sounds like I missed out on that, but I got there just in time for the reason we were all there anyway.
That's correct. No. The reason we were there was to make an excuse to be in Vegas. But
I know.
Yes, but we were there for SEMA show, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, SEMA show. Another year at SEMA. How many years have you been going to SEMA, Brad?
Hold it.
That would date me, Heather.
Me
that
too.
I went
30? The very first time I ever went, I was 10 years old, and it was the first SEMA show I ever went to was 1984.
See, I was 88, probably.
I was wearing... I was wearing parachute pants, and
I bet you had a great look going on.
Yeah,
no question.
No, you know what? Back in 1984, I was in my yuppie stage, so I probably had
a polo shirt,
yeah. Or a suit, I was
taking life more seriously then.
Very seriously. I can tell you exactly. I've always loved clothes, so like I had. Like raw silk, Calvin Klein sport coats.
You were in your let's go public in Wall Street.
No. This is way before that.
But I mean, it's kind of
that.
This is
when I lived in Arizona.
I'm dressing cool.
This was like one of those 1980s movies where I was like trying to dress like the.
You're Sonny Crockett.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go. But no, I went in 1984, and it was you can't. In any way, compare the SEMA show in 1984 to what it is today.
I bet. I mean, it's huge today.
It's nuts.
I don't know how much it's grown, but there was over 162,000 people there. Did it feel like that to you guys?
Yes, it did when you walked down the aisle.
Because I kept trying to push them out of the way.
Now, you know what? I just thought of an analogy. I'm going to compare it.
Okay, Super Bowl?
Starbucks in 1984 was what? Maybe one shop in Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle. A couple.
That was the SEMA show, and today, Starbucks.
That's a great analogy.
Yes, that's a great analogy. Yeah. So,
that is a good analogy.
So that's what it was. But I didn't realize there were that many people there, Heather.
Yeah.
How did you get that?
I did because Brad wanted to go to the Momo stand, and we couldn't get there.
Exactly. But you know what the most amazing thing is about that factoid that she just threw out? Heather got there at 6 in the morning with one of those little counters like they have at the store, and she counted everybody walking in.
Welcome to Walmart.
I'm like, 162,000. All right, perfect. That's
my finger hurts. She has carpal tunnel.
Do you know that other than the three of us, there were 3,597 media people there?
Whoa.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a lot of, I mean, you can find a lot of information about SEMA out there on the internet. Then a lot of people are creating content and videoing it because there was a lot of cool stuff to see.
Yes.
That's 20%.
And there's a lot of celebrities there, too. I mean, it's very.
I was there.
Well, no, I mean, you know, like there was That good-looking young lady from
Heather Storm.
That's the one. She was there. I saw her.
Yeah. She walked in black pants, and we were like, "Whoa, who's that?" Oh, that's Heather.
Yeah, I walked over. They were doing that Shift and Steer show, and she was on there.
How about that?
And then I saw her, you know, bopping around Vegas one night, and Guy Fieri was there. He flew into town. I didn't run into him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there, and we can just go down all the TV shows.
Sure.
But there's always, like, Chuck Liddell was there, and I mean a lot of people.
Mario Andretti,
but people from all different walks of life.
Yeah, you mean non-car people
that make it there because they are car enthusiasts.
Ben Carey.
At the end of the day.
Let's give a shout out to Ben Carey.
Ben Carey, yes.
Well, and for me, it's a big time to meet up with all the Velocity people too. So everybody from all the Velocity shows is there. They actually have a big Velocity party.
Which we didn't get invited to.
Yeah,
you
thanks,
did,
Heather.
But yeah,
wow.
Wow.
I had a plus one, and I didn't want to hurt either of your feelings.
Yeah, I could have been your plus one, but that's all right.
Then what about Dave?
Dave was busy. I can find my own way. Don't worry about me. I was at the Mattel party anyway.
But very seriously, that show is massive. It is 1.2 million square foot of exhibit space. And
say that again.
1.2 million square feet.
That's a lot.
That is a ton.
1.2 million square feet.
Square feet. And that's just the exhibitors, Dave.
I'm thinking.
That's
like 250 football fields.
Yes. Then there's another million square feet. That is all the features and the displays outside and all that.
So that's like another 100 football field.
Jesus
Christ.
How many? I mean, we walked around and we saw a lot of cars together, right? But I mean, how many? I mean, there's like 1,500 cars on display there?
Those are the custom cars that they bring in just for that show.
That's 1,500 cars.
Yeah. Well, and you think about it, it's like you would think over and over and over redundancy, but it's not. They're all...
No, it's complete original.
Completely unique. You're like, oh my God, look at that. Hey.
And for those of you that don't know, SEMA is all about the custom portion of the automotive world. It's called the automotive aftermarket because it's all the things you add on after you buy a car. Now, in addition to what we're talking about, there's a show called Apex, which is owned by SEMA.
Tools
That's
and shit.
Over at the Sands.
That's crazy.
And you walk in there,
it's another
and it's
10
huge.
Football field.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's like... So different of an atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like,
it's
here's
quiet,
how you make all that stuff.
But it's the fan belts, it's the hoses, the car care products.
And at Mills, how do you do make stuff?
It sounds pretty boring. You're not paying
It's the upstairs in an auto show. When you go to the auto show.
Yeah.
And you go, there's an upstairs in Frankfurt? Yeah. It's kind of boring.
But it is. It's the things versus the custom speed shop versus the Napa auto
that's
parts.
Right.
Then that's what it is.
But, yeah, well, it's pretty, I don't know. So for me, I want to go back and tell you guys about this cool party that we had. Have you ever been up? And I know I didn't invite you, and that's mean.
But
it
was God.
It was out of love.
Well, you know what we did?
It's in the Elvis suite. Which is in the Westgate, and it takes up this entire floor.
Oh, no, I haven't done that.
Heather, don't ask me that question because you may not like the answer.
You've been there.
I...
Stayed in it.
No, I actually, this is a true story. When I was a kid, I used to come to Vegas. My dad was he was very involved in Vegas, and we used to go there quite a bit. He worked for an Italian company.
Like Don Schumacher's dad.
He worked for an Italian
He was a bookie.
Company. No, but I met all kinds of people like that I didn't even know who they were.
Uh-huh.
Like when I grew up and later in life, I'd ask my dad, I'd go, who was that lady we always had dinner with? And she always laughed a lot. And he'd go, that was Phyllis Diller. And then there was like, oh, that was Buddy Hackett. Oh, that was. Well, but the one person I did know when I met him was he took me to the top floor of the Hilton and we met.
Bill Hara.
A man bigger than life. Elvis.
How about that?
And I was just like. I was just a little bitty kid.
No kidding.
And I remember,
no way.
And I remember walking in that suite, and he walked up and he goes, how are you today? You know, and it was just.
How you doing?
Yeah, and it was like, I was just like, because, you know, you'd seen him in the movies.
You knew that one. Yeah.
Hello, world. Oh, how's it going?
And here's the funniest thing about it. I told Billy Gibbons this story, and he loved it.
Who?
Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. We were at lunch, and I told him the story, and he goes, no way. And I go, yeah. And I go, but the funniest thing was Elvis was like, he got real nervous and he started looking around, and my dad goes, "Everything all right?" And you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing because
your kid's touching my shit.
Your kid just peed. No. He goes, and all of a sudden he ran out of the room, came back, and he handed me a pocket knife.
Oh,
and he goes, "Oh, here."
Well, nothing says
he wanted to give him me a gift, but he was looking around. And like, what do I give him? I was like, "How about that gold bar sitting over there?" Yeah. No, your wallet.
How about your Pantera, buddy?
How about that Cadillac outside? No, but he gave me
a pocket knife. Where's the pocket knife now?
That is the same question Billy asked, and I said, "I wish I knew."
Wait.
I mean, I have it, and I'm going to put it on eBay next week.
Dude, I have a business card from Paladin, because Richard Boone used to live by my aunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have that. I kept all that shit.
No, it's just, but I mean, it's like, it was one of those things where when you're a kid, you're like, "Wow, that was cool. I met Elvis. Hey, Dad, where are we going next?" You know, it was like, but now I think back and I go,
"So you've seen the suite."
So I've seen the suite, but I saw 3 feet inside the door, Heather. So go ahead and tell us about
it. So is that where the party was?
The question was Elvis there?
No, I mean, if we saw him, that would be kind of scary.
Was he there in costume, like somebody else doing it?
That would have been fun.
Because the Westgate has a wedding chapel.
Was Chris Jacobs dressed up as Elvis?
There you go.
Yeah, that would have even been funnier.
Or who else is on there? Bruno.
It was David Lee was dressed up.
Bruno was dressed as Elvis.
Bruno was dressed up as Elvis. I mean, you just walk around in a circle, which I really think is a cool idea for a party. Because
I do, too.
You can just keep walking in a circle. It doesn't matter how drunk you get or wherever. You'll just keep
going. See, that's cool. The Rensen does that.
As long as there's no jerks there.
No, the Rensen in Detroit does that. They have parties up there all the time during auto show, and you just circle around it because it's just a circle.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool.
It's the best way.
I just wish they had a bar that ran all the way around in a circle. You're like, dude, you're missing out.
How about just a tray that follows you?
Well, that happens, but yeah, it's not the same. It's not like
that's
in Stop and Shoot the Shit.
A personal server.
Yes, exactly.
That's annoying.
So tell us about the party. Everybody from Velocity was there.
Yeah, but I mean, this space is just really ostentatious. Yeah. I mean, huge gold everything. I mean, everywhere you walk into a new bedroom with a jacuzzi in it, and I mean, no one's in them, by the way, because that would be a whole.
Well, that was my next question.
You didn't stay late enough for the party.
Yeah,
did you
didn't go back after our adventure.
I didn't because I had to meet up with you guys.
After us, you could have gone back.
I had important stuff to do, but I think it's fun because for me, being on Garage Squad and stuff, and watching all the other Velocity shows, it's fun to meet up with those people, and you know, it's kind of like the yearly car family meetup. So
cool.
It's a fun get together.
But tell the truth. It was like, I can't wait to get out of here and go hang with Dave and Brent.
Well, I was excited about our Halloween adventures that we had.
Yeah, right.
Now, Heather, when you walk in and there's a party like that, do they have just inside like the ratings and where everybody falls?
Yeah.
You stand over here.
You get surfer status.
How about that?
It's like, here's where you rate with our network.
Here's your show. And the gold star.
I head straight for the bar. I mean, every time.
Yeah.
And I love you for that. That's my girl.
That's awesome. Get a drink in my hand.
That's my girl. Boom.
And then I can peruse and see who I might want to go and talk to.
Who was the favorite person you got to meet there?
Oh, that I got to meet. You know what? I finally got to meet Mike Brewer.
Oh, you've never met Mike Brewer?
No, I just know him
really?
From the world. But
well,
I
wish,
actually personally
I wish
met him,
he was
so
a little more personable.
Yeah, he's a great
I wish he would. He never talks. He's
hello,
like,
Heather. How are
hello,
you?
Hello.
He and his wife were there, and I got to, you know,
cool.
introduce myself and say hi and all that. And they were lovely to talk to. So that was that
Brad
was
and Dave
funny.
Wish they could have been here, but.
Hey.
Brad wish he could be here. No, because you had to go home, Brad. You said, I have to get back to the hotel.
Yeah. Well, he has to get pretty
get
for the evening. Got to get pretty for the
system.
Evening.
You're like,
I had to go work out. I think that's what it was. I had to go. Hit the gym before I went out for
you
the night.
You did not work out.
No, I did. Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah.
Wow. So did I.
I called the gym Bar, and I went there and lifted weights.
He goes, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm at Guy's Bar. Let's go lift some weights."
Yeah.
Fireball weights.
Did you see Aunt Anstead there? Was he there too?
I did, yeah. Uh-huh, yep. I got to meet finally, we got to meet in person as well. Cool. So it's always good. It's always good to go.
Yeah. Now, were your people there, too?
Yeah, and you know, on our last episode of Garage Quad, Bruno got bit by a spider, a brown recluse spider.
Oh, that's always fun.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, really, really serious.
Where'd he get bit?
And so he, on his finger, and he didn't, you know, the whole thing about those spiders bite, you don't know.
Yeah.
They just leave like a little pimple-looking mark.
Right.
And then it spreads. It's very venomous. It can be deadly if it's not treated immediately. Yeah.
Well, it's flesh-eating.
He was working for NHRA over the weekend. Then he came and worked to Garage Quad on Monday morning, had already been bit and went to the hospital, but then had to fly back for our last episode.
Wow.
And then that week, he was with us for a little bit. And then he's like, I got to go to the doctor. His finger was like throbbing serious. So he still had to get a couple surgeries to get removal.
They got to dig
in. It was serious. So I caught up with him because I hadn't seen him since he just left. And he couldn't finish the episode.
And his finger was gone?
He did manage to keep
his finger,
which is good.
I bet you get a little bit. I digress, but a buddy of mine, Steve Golnick, rest in peace, he was a UCLA All-American volleyball player, and they used to practice in Poly Pavilion.
He died from a brown recluse spider.
They had the bleachers out, and they can shove them back in. And
I know how that goes.
And so they shoved them back in, and they were doing exercises on the floor. And like 4 hours later, he goes, "Dude, I don't know, something's wrong with my leg." And sure as shit, like a day later, he was bit by a brown recluse, and they took a chunk out of his leg. I mean, literally.
Have to make sure they get every test with cancer or anything. They have to make sure they get everything because that poison will spread. And if it spreads, then you can die.
That's right.
It's very serious.
My other buddy, Dan, I'll give you a story where he saw a spider on a six-pack of beer and started running down my street. We had been drinking, and he ran down the street screaming brown recluse. Dan Patterson, just want to shout that out for him.
I did know a guy that that drove off a cliff and died. And I would.
So is that better than a spider?
No, probably. I think I'm gonna say that I think he might have gotten bit by a brown recluse.
I see that.
And curved off the road.
Maybe.
Well,
could be.
That's not how it works.
Let's talk about haunted houses again.
So we're back in Vegas.
So anyways, Velocity.
It was Halloween.
Velocity Network is what Heather's show is on. Her Garage Squad, and they always have a big presence at SEMA because it is where the automotive world comes. Everybody in the automotive world is there, and that's why we were there.
1,600,000 people.
Yes, and Heather was doing, her thing by going up to that party in the Elvis suite, which is very cool. And what's really cool about that is everybody leaves that party very excited because they give them all big cash bonuses.
I wish.
You know what she got, though? I'll tell you what Heather got out of that.
What's that?
When she got to the link, we had a shot waiting for her.
You know what, though, Dave?
That was true.
She left the party and her night. She'd already been to SEMA for the day.
Had no idea how cool this was going
to
be.
She had already been to a party. Hung out with us a little bit. And that is when our adventure to Vegas starts.
I'm going
to
throw something out about
it. Also, I drove in that day.
Yes.
Went directly to SEMA.
I'm going
to
not pass go.
City party, and then went directly to meet with you guys
and
go out. And yes, we had Halloween night in Vegas.
We did.
And that was awesome.
But I got to say, the start of it, we hadn't seen you in a while. And literally, I was possessive. So we're standing there, and you came in to SEMA, and it was like, there's our Heather.
Do you mean that you put an apostrophe S behind everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she comes in, and everybody that we're talking to, like, ditches us to go talk to Heather. They're like, whoo. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, she's ours. What are you doing? And anyway, so we did get you later.
She's our co-host.
That's right. Fucker.
Anyway. But Heather had driven in. She did all the stuff at the show and went to her party. And then Dave and I went down to Guy's.
We did.
And
I want to
give a shout out because
I went and watched the Halloween pageant in the middle of the Link and Harris.
And let's talk about the Link for a second because you know what? We've been staying there for a couple years now, Dave. You and I have stayed at practically between us every hotel in Vegas.
True that.
I've stayed at Caesars. I've stayed at the Hard Rock. I've stayed at the Cosmopolitan. I mean, just go down the list.
Ditto.
You know,
Paris. I stayed at Paris giant suite.
I've stayed at Paris. I've stayed at Palazzo. I've stayed at
Caesars.
The one that looks like the pyramid.
The Luxor.
The Luxor. And, yeah. and the one next to it.
In New York, New York. All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, so, Schumacher, you stay at the New York,
and,
New York.
And I got to tell
Treasure
you,
Island. Yeah.
The Link, it's for the me.
Okay, what do you like about it? You like it.
Location, okay. location, location.
Yes, absolutely. You can get everywhere. They have great restaurants, awesome. Great bars. It's centrally located. And if you're there for a trade show, you jump on the tram and you can get mm-hmm. to the trade yeah. show. You don't have to wait in any goddamn
That's
taxi
right.
line or well, Uber
and,
line.
And literally, it's across the street from Caesars.
Yeah.
So you walk a crosswalk, and you're in Caesars Forum and do all the food there.
Now, but how's the parking to pull into their parking?
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, yeah. and that I don't know.
Because some of the casinos, you know what I mean. some of them
yeah.
say,
yeah. Oh, you mean if you're just
pulling in
yeah.
and out if you but, want to park is a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah. No, they have excellent
no,
stuff.
No, and they will, they say if, they ask you when you check in, did you drive here? And you go, yes. Do you want to, are you going to be using your car while yeah. you're here? And they code and your room key.
Yeah, your room key. It's your room key
so
to get
that
in
you
out.
Just use yeah. that in the gate every time in yeah. and out, and it's one fee.
Well, and the thing is that they did that, like, open air kind of city walk
yeah.
thing. And
yeah,
that has
like
all the
rest.
Oh, it's great. It's mm-hmm. like, fuck, and you, yeah. any of the restaurants in the hotel, you walk through them and you're in that. You're like, oh, this yeah. is cool. And it's centrally
they
located.
They did a very nice rejuvenation of a 60s era hotel.
Yeah.
I
totally.
Mean, they didn't
now,
change
is
the
casinos
structure.
Casinos in the, when you walk in, is there casinos in the lobby?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But it's a small, intimate casino.
Well, and it's one of the it's one of the originals because it used to be the Imperial.
Exactly. It was
and
the Imperial Palace.
It's one of those first. And so you've got.
I like the sound of that.
Oh, it's great.
Like
it's
so
and it's
good.
Affordable. It's totally affordable.
It's a boutique hotel, really.
Yeah.
But in the middle of everything.
And they work with you. A lot of hotels just say, especially during a very large convention like SEMA. We went up to our room, and I went, I can't believe, why is it every time I look out at the air conditioners, or the, and I called down, and they said, come on back down, and I said, I got to wake
up. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
I've got to be able to look out at a view.
I don't want to look at the air conditioner for the 5 minutes I'm in my room. But that's me, not you.
But I like to look up, kind of wake up, look outside.
I don't even know what was out my window.
And,
I have no idea.
And they said to me, and I will say, it was an upcharge. They go, there's a small upcharge. And I said, okay.
What, $15?
They said, for $50, we'll give you a two-room suite.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And I said, just what you said. I said, I'm not going to be in my room enough. I said, the rooms are fine. She goes, $15, I can give you a view room. I said, let's do it.
And a view of the ocean?
And no, I looked out at the Ferris wheel.
Oh,
the
cool.
big wheel
yeah,
and
good.
The mountains.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And not only that, a hidden gem, I'm going to tell you right
You're
here at Man Sinks Adventure, is that I never knew this, but there are some back elevators. The front elevators
oh, yeah.
are always
and
super
it's not,
busy.
I'm going to tell you, it's not a back elevator. It's around the corner.
It's not
like you go really far.
No, I'm not talking about the ones in that central. There's another one. You know where you go up those escalators to go to the
Oh,
tram?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're, that's the third,
there's
that's
another,
the third building.
Yes.
So, and little known fact that all of those, the first elevator block.
There's another one
So you get
the
one,
back,
two,
yes.
three. But they all connect.
Yes.
So you could take any of them, walk through the whole thing. But literally, they have a bank of elevators, and everybody's sitting there waiting. And you go around the corner, and there's another bank of elevators.
And there's
nobody there.
And Heather,
like,
there's
oh,
a
shit.
Great variety of restaurants. If you don't even want to leave the hotel, you have Guy's Barn Grill.
Yeah.
You have Hash House,
have
which
O'Shea's.
Is a which is a great
Hash House
just,
a go-go.
You know, comfort
O'Shea's.
Food. You have O'Shea's. You have that Mexican restaurant,
yep.
and you have the. There's one
you
other
the
one.
Chicken.
There's the chicken wagon.
which Brad was at the – I was looking for Brad. I go, what time are you going to go drink? And I walk by, and he's buying chicken at this – they literally have a chicken food truck in the hotel.
It's permanently parked in the hotel. And Dave texts me, and he goes, where are you at? And I text him back because I'm buying chicken. I'm going to go up to my room and eat it. And I go, I'm in my room. And he goes, really?
Because I was looking at him.
And he's like
– well, because they've got the bar in the Link is epic because you go to the bar. And you buy a beer chit, and then they have all the taps.
You buy a what?
A beer chit, not yeah, chit.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have all the taps on the side, and you go make your own tap and fill it. And
that's
like,
some good chit.
Oh, it was great. It was awesome chit.
So
Well, it sounds like a good place.
No, it's
and
cool.
I think the important part also always, if I'm going to have to spend a lot of time at the convention center, another like tip in general is stay on the same side of the strip as the convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know, because otherwise you have to cross the strip and whatever form of transportation.
If you're driving.
It's not fun.
Absolutely.
Well, little known fact about the tram is that the very first year that the link was open, I stayed there. And you could not get on the tram because it's the last hotel before the convention
that's right.
center.
Right.
So what they do now is they leave an entire empty car.
That's right.
So when it pulls up in the morning, there's an empty car just for the people from the link.
And everybody
that's
was going
nice.
Downstream to get
yes.
on there.
And you're on every time.
Yeah.
Boom.
But they obviously these people have never been to Tokyo. Because
yeah.
But I'll tell you this, that every time I Uber, like what you said, Heather, is like from Caesars, is I tell them just go down to the freeway. Take the freeway up and come in from the north, and it's
from the other side.
Yeah, because right. that it yeah. just because it's a giant shit show trying to get
it
in.
It is.
But
it is
enough about a hotel.
Okay.
Let's
what else
talk
did we
about
do?
Our night on the town. Right after I tell you very quickly about the vehicle that I rode drove.
Okay. Oh yeah,
that Acura 2018 RDX. Thanks again to Acura.
Awesome vehicle.
This vehicle, 279 horsepower, 3.5 liter VTEC. V6 engine. Now that variable cylinder management gets you optimal mileage because when you're cruising down the road, it's not using the whole motor. And the 6-speed automatic transmission, that really smooths out the drive, smooths out the shifting. The all-wheel drive makes it handle phenomenally. But you know what? I didn't really care about that because I was caring about that interior. Now, Dave, that sound
system. Was it
system,
cush? Was it luxury?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. Heather, it was sport but luxury. The air-conditioned seats are one of those luxuries.
Mm.
When I bought my first Mercedes, I thought, why did I pay to get heated seats? I live in California, and I've never had
Because when you're cold, you're cold.
I've never bought a car since without heated
yeah.
seats because on a slightly chilly morning in the winter here, those heated seats are perfect.
I told the story, I digress really fast, of a dude at work who had a Golf that had heated seats,
mm-hmm.
and it got stuck on the heated seats
oh.
in California.
But
anyway.
But
oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to tell you, when I have a backache,
sweaty
I turn
butt.
On my heated seats,
oh,
and it's awesome, you know?
Yep.
And it's kind of like when I
back to the RDX.
It's kind of like when I hired my first houseboy.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
you know, ever
he was
since,
sweaty.
You just go, you know, if you want somebody to pick up your dirty socks and
yeah.
clean the pool and
or
you know, I mean,
heat your bottom.
What? No. So, anyways,
I love heated seats. And
well,
for
I'll tell you the HMI system, all that stuff, amazing. But
excuse me, but Heather was
Elliot.
Telling us about her hot bottom.
Oh shit!
I was gonna tell you. When you get in a car and it doesn't warm up right away, but the seats do heat up
yes,
right
yes, exactly.
So you can get warm, and it's just like...
And that gives you a hot bottom?
Your hot bottom and a whole warm
yeah.
body.
Yeah, yeah. So it almost got whiskey voice there when she said hot bottom.
I know.
So literally, you mentioned Elliot. We should shout out to him, but the sound system.
Yeah. No, what's it called?
3D sound.
3D sound.
ELS.
Now, I've got to admit, that for years, aftermarket people reflected off the windshield.
Yeah.
Finally, the OEMs have realized that
yes.
that reflection is dynamic sound.
Yeah. And Elliot figured out A-pillar like a long time ago. Elliot Shiner, just so you know, it's ELS. If you're in an Acura, ELS is Elliot Shiner.
Okay.
Who is Elliot Shiner? Well,
who is he?
Last year, he won a Grammy for Beyonce's album. As a producer.
So who is he?
He produced Asia. He literally produced everybody. Eagles albums to Steely Dan.
You said Asia?
Asia is
the
Steely Dan.
The entire continent?
No. Steely Dan is Asia's album. That's Elliot. Somebody was saying yesterday. It's like the CD that you put in to make sure your sound system at home works.
Yeah, Asia.
Anyway, that's Elliot.
Are you familiar with Steely Dan and Asia, Heather?
A little bit.
Steely Dan. Anyway,
it's great music.
You're familiar with the Eagles.
So Elliot
produced the Eagles.
When I got the car, there was a USB drive plugged into the by the center console, Heather. And I was like, what is this? Somebody leave their USB in here?
Yeah.
And then I realized it was a selection of music to show how great the sound system was. But I do have a complaint about
Before that, one of those was Dawes. the band does.
Right.
That's on that USB. And I was there when we recorded that, and we went out into the car and played it.
Who's making the selection? Who's creating the selection?
Elliot mostly, and then American Honda doing that.
And I've got to say, it was a very good, wide, and very broad. Everything from Daft Punk to Asia.
You want to be able to hear it with everything. But
the one complaint that I had.
Yeah.
Was, and I know
the
this creative comes down,
director.
I know this comes down to music rights and things like that, but I'm driving back and here comes Hotel California, and it's the whole lead up, right to when it goes into the,
and then they stop,
and it stops, and I go, what? I go, what?
But Elliot is the guy on that, and I think they were trying to fill that up with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But he totally that'll be got you worked up, and then.
But it is a different experience.
Yeah, there's some great jazz on there. Yeah. There's some great.
I just mean the 3D sound.
Fantastic.
It's ridiculous. It is.
I'm just gonna say it was a driver's vehicle. I could get into all the specifics, but the leather trim seats, the. It hauled all of our camera equipment just fine, and it was a fantastic.
I just want you to know that you've done a bunch of cars with the McLaren and everything. It's not because you know the creative director. I just want to throw that out there. This is totally unsolicited from me. I go, have at it, buddy.
There was actually a comment online. It said. I said, hey, I want to thank Acura for providing this for me to drive the bigs. And somebody said, oh, do you think it was because of somebody you knew? And my response was, he knows me.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So,
well, let's tell people about our crazy house.
Let me say one other thing about this car.
Okay.
All of this, all of the luxury, all of the ride, the handling, I was amazed that the car that I drove had a sticker of $44,000. That is completely low compared to what I thought it would be.
Well, especially feature-wise. Yep.
And, with the features and what it offers.
Safety issues.
Not to mention that includes a six-year, 70,000-mile powertrain warranty and a four-year, 50,000-mile limited vehicle warranty. And not only that, you get a free tank of gas when you buy the damn thing.
And brought you to Vegas that we could go with Heather too.
And Heather, before we get into that, I do want to say something on a serious note. We never drive these cars when we're out partying. We don't condone drinking and driving. We think you're a dick. You're dumb if you do it.
And, absolutely.
You're dumb.
We parked that car in the parking garage that you asked about at the Link, and we Ubered everywhere afterwards.
We did. Yeah. You're welcome.
It's really, the thing is, it's easy these days to get somewhere.
Yeah,
Uber,
absolutely.
There's Lyft. There's lots of options. Yeah. I mean, some cities have the little van that you can call up the city van or whatever, bus.
Well, Vegas has.
Can walk.
Yeah,
there's
taxis.
There's other options.
Vegas.
There's no reason to drink and
there's
drive.
Not.
There's not.
And Vegas has the taxi app now that's like an Uber app. It's like Japan Taxi,
where
you pay ahead of time. You just go, I paired with this taxi. I don't have to talk to the driver, touch it. So they've got it.
Honestly, that's the fun of Vegas, is because you just get in an Uber, you go to places, you walk.
That's
or
right.
You walk up to the next hotel.
Or you stumble a little.
Half a mile. We can stumble that way that far.
And you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for me to say that this is the end of part one of our adventure to Vegas.
Yeah.
And
it's all good.
And
episode 73.
The next episode, we're going to tell you what we did in Vegas, and it's going to be off the hook, everyone. I mean, you're going to love it. And I mean, we had so much fun. We found the coolest dive bar. We found the coolest restaurant. We found the coolest mixologist. Everything in Vegas, and we're going to tell you all about it. So you got to tune in next week, and we're going to tell you all about it. This has been Man 6 Adventure and Adventure
in Vegas. Where can we find Heather?
Heather, where can they find you online?
They can find me on heatherstorm.com. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heatherstormla. And hopefully people do that, right? Man Seeks Adventure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
ManSeeksAdventure.com, ManSeeksAdventR on Twitter, and you get the full adventure of Man Seeks Adventure on Instagram and Facebook for us.
Yay. And don't forget, we have now have over 30 videos uploaded to YouTube at Man Seeks Adventure on our channel. And they're starting to get some good hits.
We have our own YouTube channel.
They're silly. They're informative sometimes.
Yeah.
Informational all the time.
Always informative. So,
and you can find me on Instagram, where I post most of my best stuff, at Bradley_Fanshaw. On Twitter and Facebook, it's Brad Fanshaw. Dave, they can find you now at David W. Merrick. It's no longer with a W because we changed it.
Or your local pub. Just find me at your pub.
But
you
don't
find me.
Find
Dave at the bar.
Don't find me.
You can find him.
But thanks to Acura, and we'll be back next week with our adventure to Vegas, telling you what we did
part two
on the night. And I will give you a little hint. Kay. We didn't get home until like 3:30 in the morning.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, I needed food.
That's right. Hey, adventure to Vegas, Man Seeks Adventure. Dave, Heather, thank you very much.
Till the next adventure, bye!
This has been a Bondspeed Media production. If you like this show, also check out Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, Shift and Steer, or Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find them and subscribe on iTunes or visit their websites. If you'd like to reach Bondspeed Media, do so at bondspeedmedia@gmail.com.